Hello and welcome. My name is Moses. I want to share with you the topic entitled Spiritual Maturity, Episode 3. And welcome to my live podcast. I want to read the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 14. New King James Version says that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every kind of doctrine. Every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. So when you talk about spiritual maturity, the Bible talks about spiritual maturity, as I said earlier in my previous podcasts, if you manage to listen to them, spiritual maturity is more so compared to physical maturity or attaining of physical stature, bodily physical stature, something like that. So spiritual maturity is often being misunderstood and misinterpreted doctrine in the church. I'm not an expert on this either, but want to share a few thoughts with you. We will learn what spiritual maturity is and what spiritual maturity is not. What is spiritual maturity? As well as the 9 biblical signs of spiritual mature person. It's my hope that this will help you to mature spiritually and be fruitful for Christ Jesus. As Paul says in his letters with the Ephesians, that we should no longer be children. We should no longer be children. In other words, yes, the Bible says, well, why is it that the Bible says that we should no longer be children? And the same Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12 that he who believed in him, he gave the authority to become the children of God. So why is it that the Bible contradicting itself that we should no longer be children? No, there's being a child in the kingdom and being an immature in the kingdom. Being a child in the kingdom, that is what God desires. Everyone is a child of God. But being a child of God is one thing. I mean, being born into the kingdom, that is one thing. So remaining a child in the kingdom, that is a different thing. So I can say that maturity is not measured by age. Maturity is measured by not by age, not by knowledge, but maturity is measured by how we act according to spiritual things. Remember, I'm talking about spiritual maturity. So in this regard, I want to talk about what is spiritual maturity and what spiritual maturity is not. Most people think knowledge of scripture is spiritual maturity. Although knowledge of scripture is a requirement for spiritual growth, it should not be confused for spiritual maturity itself. What is real spiritual maturity then? Spiritual maturity is actually another term for Christ-likeness. Living a Christ-centered life, living a life that reflects Christ, Jesus Christ himself. The truly mature Christian is a person in whose character Christ-like qualities are evident, especially when dealing with difficult situations. Given here are a few well examples. First of all, we start with Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus, when the angel Gabriel delivered God's message to Mary, initially, she was startled and confused, but in the end, she said, "I'm the servant of the Lord. Let this happen to me, as you say." The second person that displayed maturity is Joseph, Jesus' earthly father. When Joseph found out that Mary is pregnant, he planned in his mind to divorce her quietly. Later, however, he heeded the angel's voice and he dismissed his earlier ways Another person that you can talk about is Joram, the king of Samaria. Joram tore his clothes in despair upon knowing that the king of Syria wants him to heal Naaman. Number four is that this guy called Peter. Simon Peter drew his sword and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his ear. So these characters of the Bible, they can, as we have talked about them, they can display to us what maturity is and what maturity is not. Peter knew that he's spiritually mature because he is trying to defend the Lord himself when Jesus was going, came to be arrested, something like that. But I want to share with you 9 signs of spiritual maturity. According to the book of Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22, we find 9 signs of spiritual maturity. These are the well-known fruits of the Spirit. These characteristics were evident in the life and ministry of Christ. Number one is love, unconditional commitment to the well-being of others. Number two is joy, a divinely inspired condition that relies on God's presence and His promises instead of happenings. Number three is peace, the state of divine assurance, freedom from worry and oppressive thoughts. Number four is patience. Slow to avenge wrongs, does not misbehave in difficult situations out of rage and hatred, long suffering, perseverance. Number five, kindness, the eagerness to put others at ease, a sweet and attractive temperament that shows friendly regard. Number six is goodness. Goodness is selfishly opening oneself to others and being generous to them, although they don't deserve it. Number seven is faithfulness. This is a firm devotion to God, loyalty to others, responsible discharge of assigned duties. Number eight is gentleness. Gentleness is a humble of not threatening or demeanor, not that derives from a position of strength and authority. Last but not least, we have the self-control. Restrains one's emotions, actions and desires and in harmony with the will of God. My closing remarks is, a child takes many years to mature physically and emotionally. Likewise, nobody can fully mature overnight. It's rather a lifelong process. We cannot reach its fullness in this life either. Remember, whenever you feel that you are spiritually mature, or whenever you start feeling that you have attained something spiritually, that you can be above others, that is when your falling starts. No one will ever attain perfection in this life. But we help ourselves to become Christ-like by obeying God's instructions given to us in the Bible. English people say that practice makes perfect. But what if the same Bible, the same English people say that no one is perfect? The Bible says that no one is perfect. Rather, no one is holy. And the same Bible also says that without holiness we shall not see God. So why is it that the Bible is trying to contradict? No, the Bible is not contradicting each other. When people say that practice makes perfect, yes, practice makes perfect. And if there's no one who is perfect, not even one, or not, no, there's no one who is holy, not even one. What does it mean? Our spiritual maturity, it's a lifelong process that we must always try, yearn to change each and every day. In other words, the more you practice to be mature, the more you practice to be perfect, the more you will attain something that you didn't have yesterday. And although you might not attain perfection in this life, but you must always strive to be a different person from whom you were yesterday. That is what is called spiritual maturity. But it will only be attained after the glorification, after the redemption. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30, that the Bible says that Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, of whom you are sealed with unto the day of redemption. Unto the day of redemption, until the day of redemption. So our redemptive work, it's a work in process. It's not a finished work yet. I was saved, I'm being saved, I will be saved. Three steps of salvation. I'll talk about this in my next episode. Stay tuned. Three steps of salvation. I was saved, I'm being saved, I'll be saved. People think that they were saved and that is all. No. There's a salvation process in your life. That is what is called practicing hospitality, being blameless, being obedience, being submissive, being living a Christ-like life. What about being, I will be saved? This is a redemptive work. Those who he knew, he called, he justified, he glorified. So we were called, we were elected, we were justified, but we have not been glorified. So this the last, that's it. I want to leave you with curiosity so that you may listen to my next episode. I was saved. I'm being saved. I'll be saved. See you next. Thank you so much for listening to me. My name is Moses. Hallelujah.